You know, we're always talking about the importance of direct bookings. Well, we've got a hosting hot tip that we are excited to share. It's our go-to for seamlessly acquiring guest info and creating brand loyalty.
Drumroll, please. Introducing StayFi, your game-changing tool designed for the short-term rental industry. Say goodbye to relying solely on Airbnb or Vrbo. With StayFi, you're in control of your guest relationships like never before. Annette, please explain.
Yeah, you know how when you walk into a coffee shop, you're sitting down to do some work, page pops up, and you got to put in your name and your email to join their Wi-Fi? Well, StayFi operates the exact same way. It is a gold mine for hosts like us. And with StayFi, each and every guest, not just the guests that book the stay, needs to provide their information when logging on to your Wi-Fi.
And to top it off, StayFi equips us with user-friendly email and text marketing tools, making guest communication a breeze. Since we've discovered StayFi, we've built a thriving list of over 1,000 subscribers that includes every guest who has stayed with us, not just the guests who booked. We're talking about all the guests that have set foot in our rentals since discovering StayFi. Think of the potential profit of engaging with all these guests with offers for future stays. I just sent an email out last month, and I've already gotten 5 direct bookings from that one email.
Yes, you heard that right. And the best part, you can start using StayFi without a contract. Plus, a little cherry on top, we have an exclusive offer just for you. Use the code TFE for 50% off your first 3 months. Head to StayFi.com today.
Listeners, we cannot stress this enough. Success in your hosting business isn't just about attracting new guests. It's about turning your one-time visitors into lifelong returning guests.
So why wait? Use your discount today, TFV. Go to StayFi.com for 50% off your first 3 months and start building your guest loyalty program today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of 5-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. All right, we have a question from Russell. It's a little spotty at the beginning, but it does clear up towards the end.
Ladies, this is Russell, listener. First, I love your show. Listen to it every day on my way into work. My question is that we just purchased our first property, and we're wondering about stocking the kitchen. What supplies do rentals really need in your experience? Is there anything that you've added to the property that maybe you didn't think of at first? Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
Think ahead.
Good question.
All right. So here's what I've learned over the years, in my opinion, is I'd rather supply more than I think I need, even for my specialty is, you know, one bed, one bath, small spaces. And you think people who are telling by themselves, they may not cook elaborate meals. But what I've learned is if I can prepare my rentals to cook a Thanksgiving dinner, I should be okay.
I did just see a potato masher at a property earlier.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah, it's part of my list.
And also, I want to give all the hosts out there grace. Once you think you have a fully supplied kitchen, someone is going to throw you a curveball of some sort of utensil or baking pan specific that you have never heard of.
Absolutely.
But what I love is there is Amazon Prime. I will say the kitchen is something that I feel like I add on to the most. And when someone has a request, it's normally very inexpensive to take care of that. So always keep in mind that there might be a request that you don't have, but it's so, technology is awesome. Delivery is awesome. If you can't get it there in time, a Prime delivery might be able to do that for you.
Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. So I know my response was all encompassing, but let's give Russell a few specific nuggets that we've learned over the years. And spoiler alert too, listeners, we have had this checklist that we've been working on since we started hosting years and years and years ago. And we are now making it available for you to download absolutely for free. If you head on over to hostchecklist.com, you can grab our checklist and you can either print it out and go shopping with it, or they are linked to various things that we buy off of online. But regardless, it'll give you an idea of what to buy for your rental. But a few things that I learned over the years is that microwave cover. Like, you know, when you put food in the microwave and you put that plastic thing over it?
Oh, you just let it explode. Just clean.
Growing up, I put like a plate over it, you know what I mean? Or a paper towel. But again, our guests, like they do want to like take care of your stuff more often than not. So that was one thing that surprised me back in the day. Mm-hmm. Annette, what's your favorite thing that people forget?
I think just giving some sort of, not some sort, but giving to-go solutions. Mm. Like, I love the to-go coffee cups. I love just always kind of having some red Solo cups if you have those. And then any sort of like leftover containers, if they take them, fine. If not, they have something that they can put leftovers in. That was something in the very beginning. I'd say to-go and leftovers. Those are just niceties that
What's
are like
the other
over time.
Thing that you get mad when people don't have at rentals
don't
that we go
have
to?
It? Oh, salt and pepper?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Popcorn?
No. Would not. Yes, but no.
I get mad.
You get frustrated.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to say it now so people aren't
annoyed. I know.
Chip clips.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I want to eat the entire bag of chips, but if I don't, I want them to be fresh for the next day. It is such an easy, inexpensive thing to buy because also, if they're on a road trip and they bring their snacks in from the car, because I normally have a lot of snacks in the car, if I don't devour them, I love to have the chip clip.
So we have a whole list of other items for you, Russell, and everyone else listening. Again, that's hostchecklist.com. Grab your copy. This is a living, breathing document too. So if you write us in and you tell us something that we don't have on our list, we'll add it and let's help hosts
yes,
everywhere.
Let's do it.
Up-level their stay. With that, if you want us to answer your question here on the podcast, head on over to hostinghotline.com and you record your voice super quick like Russ did. You can do it on your way to work, on your way to your rental, and we'll answer it here in the podcast. What we can help you with might help thousands of hosts. So head to hostinghotline.com.
It helps the whole entire industry.
That's right.
Let's do it. Host with helping host here.
With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.